This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on the website. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can, what else can you do up there? You can buy the shirts. See? Hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for freedom. I'm telling you. You got all those resist yokels, I'm being nice, out there. They look good in their uniforms, you know what I'm saying? We should go out and force. We should go out and let them know who we are and what we stand for. After the first break, David Weissman's going to join me. He's got a challenge for Linda Sarsour. Is it Sarsour? Yeah, that's it. Good enough for government work. Anyway. And if you know who she is, go look her up. Google her or whatever. Very, very interesting woman. I'll put it that way. She is a Palestinian-American political activist. She self-describes as a progressive, which I don't know how you can be a Muslim and be a progressive. That makes very little sense. And I don't mean that in a demeaning and derogatory way, but I mean, and you'll hear more about this tomorrow in an interview that I did, if you're a Islamist type of person and you adhere to the Quran, there's no way you can be a progressive. I don't know how you can be a Christian, quote unquote, and be a progressive, based on today's terms of what a progressive means. You know, 100 years ago, progressive meant you were looking forward on using cars and planes and, you know, getting away from the horses, actually having paved streets. That was progressive. Progressive was black and white TV to color TV. Today, it's got a whole different meaning. And in a recent women's march, Linda Sarsour, I like it. She spells her name S-A-R-S-O-U-R. You can call her Linda Sauer for all I care. She called Jake Tapper, think about that, alt-right for criticizing her praise of a cop killer. I'd call her an animal. Why even, don't criticize her for doing it. Just call her an animal. If she is praising a cop killer, what else are you going to call her? That doesn't deserve respect. Did a little look up on the lady. A little look up. She was born in Brooklyn, New York. She's the oldest of seven children. She was born to a pair of Palestinian immigrants. Over the years, she became more and more and more involved in, you know, Arab-American issues in the country. She is, you know, participated now in many women's marches, very much involved in community affairs. She was a regular attendee and helper at Black Lives Matter demonstrations. And she's organized many of these marches, protests, or what have you. she... Now, I understand that when you grab your cause, when you really believe in your cause, you're willing to go to bat for it. You're willing to embrace it and go to bat for it. But her cause is anti-American, anti-Trump. When you listen to the rhetoric she uses, when she's talking about Trump, the administration, the people that supported him, that's the other thing I always got a kick out of. So apparently 63 million Americans, or 60, I don't even remember the number, a bunch of you guys are just racist homophobes, Islamophobes. You don't really love this country. You're a little whacked. You don't have much between the ears. You're haters. Think about that. What if we said that about Obama when he was elected? That the people who voted for him were racist. That the people who voted for him were some kind of phobic, whiteophobic, Christophobic. Right? Now she's been working her way through the party, working her way through positions of authority for years. See, this is what I've always said to my Republican friends about the Democrats. They're in this for the long game. This isn't one or two or three shots and we're done. No, they're willing to play this out for a long time. So she's tried to run for plenty of positions within the party and in the areas that she's lived in, but always pushing, you know, Arab American issues. She just refuses to get away from the jihad thing, the jihad against President Trump, jihad against oppressive issues against women, against Muslims. Right? Now, she has done some things that it just confused the bejesus out of people. Because remember, after the Jewish cemetery in St. Louis was vandalized, she helped raise money. She helped start and launch a crowdfunding campaign to raise money to repair the damage at the gravesites. So every once in a while, she throws in one of these good deeds while still calling for jihad against President Trump, jihad against white supremacy, jihad against bigotry. And you sit there and you say to yourself, really, listen to what you're saying about women. Listen to what you're saying about this country. Listen to what you're saying about the president. If she tried to do these things in Palestine, if she tried to do these things in Saudi, Afghanistan, wherever, guess what happens? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Weissman will join me after the break. Don't go. I'm serious. Heat up your coffee. Don't miss this. Really important. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, paying attention to, and you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate the time you spent with me. Now, look, the reason we were talking a little bit about Linda Sarsour is because, first of all, she's all over the place. She tries to come off as somebody who really cares about women, really cares about the quote-unquote American way of life. But she wants, you know, Sharia in there, right? She wants jihad against the president. Not violent jihad. Non-violent jihad. I don't even know what that means. You know, I really don't. And you'll see tomorrow we have somebody on the show. I don't want to give the name away or anything yet. But we have somebody coming on the show tomorrow that'll talk about this. You know, the question asked is, can moderate Muslims be integrated into Western society? Can they survive, work, play, whatever, in a Western culture? You'll hear more about that. Yeah, you just have to go back and listen. So David Weissman joins me live from Israel right now, and he's a writer here at TRS, a contributor for TRS. David, thanks so much for being with me.
Hey, Joe, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're going to have to get closer to that mic or something or what have you. So, first of all, what prompted you to reach out to her? Why are you challenging her, and what are you challenging her to?
Well, many things. It all started when the Women's March took place at President Trump's inauguration. You know, it was supposed to be for women's rights, and obviously it turned into a hate Trump march. And we found out who this person who was leading in the march, and it was Linda Sasor. So we did some more research, find out who this person was. She's a Palestinian. A Palestinian American who has connections with Hamas and other terror organizations. So, you know, with me being American in Israel, you know, that's red flags automatically. And then as time progressed, you see on the kind of tweets that she does, she's been lying about how the travel ban is. And like how you said, the most recent thing, she called jihad on President Trump. And that's when it, you know, hit it for me. And I was like, you know what, I had enough. You know, if you're going to go out on these platforms, you know, defend your principles. And, you know, so I challenged her, and amazingly, the tweet got over 11,000 RTs. And so people want this debate, you know, they're asking for it. And like a typical Muslim or liberal or whatever you want to call her, she hasn't replied, she's ignoring it. I'm surprised I didn't walk, but, you know, I keep at it.
What's the general feeling back there about President Trump, about America right now? You know, with seeing everything that's going on here, seeing some of these protests in the streets and these anti-Trump rallies. I mean, what's the general consensus back there?
It's about 50-50. We have a liberal problem in this country, just like in America. And you see the same comments. You know, the liberal Israelis think there's collusion with Russia. Exactly the same. There are Israelis that do support President Trump. It's very neck and neck.
Okay. And Linda Sasor, have you been able to make contact with her at all? I mean, has she directly responded to a tweet or directly posted anything that you can get your hands on?
I did mention about demanding her prior to that article that I wrote, and she actually did reply, you definitely don't want to do that. And, you know, then I wrote the article. I haven't heard from her since.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Listen, now, again, you're in Israel. Do you have... All we ever hear is how the Palestinians and the Israelis just hate each other, but that's not necessarily true. Are there pro-Israel Palestinians and vice versa?
Yeah. There definitely are. There are pro-Palestinians. I mean, it's the terror organizations. It's Hamas. It's Fatah. It's all these other organizations in between. It's Abbas. He helps incite terrorism with, you know, Fatah, because he used to be a member of Fatah. But there are a majority of Arabs that live in Israel coexistingly with the Jewish Israelis. And there's a lot of myths about Israel that it's made up of apartheid, which is far from the truth.
Well, I know what we hear sometimes here. It's filtered, muzzled, whatever you want to call it. And we never really get the real solid truth. So you would say that Jews and Muslims can live and work side by side without violence?
It is possible, definitely. And even with the terror organization's incitement, you still can. I mean, before I got into the writing business, I actually worked at a kosher factory, and an Arab was in charge of the kosher factory. So it is possible.
Yeah, because it's interesting. You know, a lot of times what we'll hear here is there are no good Muslims. There's no way to work with Muslims. They're all out to kill you. And I personally have a hard time with that. I personally have a hard time with that message because, like I've said to other people before, you know, it's just like Christians, Catholics, Jews, and others who don't go to their places of worship every day, every Sunday. What, you know, some of my friends, from my staunch Catholic friends or Christian friends, go to church four times a year. Are they radical? I mean, are they really understand what they believe? So it's. I think we have to be really careful when we broad brush and paint everybody as, you know, negative and out to kill you, don't you?
Exactly. I know personally those are Muslims who actually condemns Hamas. And that personally, that's what I use as somebody who caused me stress, Hamas. Because you can see Muslims condemning ISIS or condemning Iran or Turkey. But when you say Hamas, I'm like, no, they're freedom fighters. They support, you know what I mean? Because they hate Israel. So if you see a Muslim condemning Hamas, you know, it's like, oh, okay, let's talk. No, we can have dialogue. And I know a few that actually have no problem doing that. So, I mean, and the thing with Linda Sasor is the way she uses jihad, the way she has the liberal media wrapped around her fingers, the lies about the travel ban, making it to be a Muslim ban. And it's not a Muslim ban, it's a travel ban in the areas where terrorism is high. I mean, it's just common sense. And so you can tell that her jihad actually does mean what, you know, Hamas's jihad.
David, where can people find, you know, your writings? And I know you do some great writing for us as well. But where do people find out more about you and read more of your writings and such?
You can find me on at Twitter at David M. Weissman. And I write for Times of Israel. I also write for Reactionary Times, Israel's Voice, and a few others.
Well, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I appreciate you calling so early for you. And I listen, people, you've got to pay attention to what's going on all around the place. Israel, the United States, Europe. I can do this for an hour. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do. That doesn't sound right, does it? I do. Appreciate the time that you're involved, that you spend with me, that you send me emails, text messages, what have you. I do appreciate the time that you're spending reaching out to me and being part of the solution, getting informed, to be part of the solution. You know, so the things that are going on around us, some of the things that scare me is we're not hearing anything about Iran. We're not hearing anything about North Korea. There's a cold, airy, scary silence about what's going on there. Now, mainstream media is going to hide all that stuff because they don't want you to know the actual failure of the president before this one. To keep these people under check. And remember, it was President Clinton, not Bush, who gave North Korea the green light, both financially and out from under sanctions, so they can create the nuclear weapons that they have now. And you could spin it any way you want to, but the bottom line was, if we're not watching these people, if we're not forcing them to do the right thing, they're not going to do it. They have no reason to. University that de-Christianized the chapel have had a problem in this. The reason I'm interested in this story, I keep telling my Christian friends, get off your butt and get involved. Do something to make a difference. You say you believe. If you believe, you have to do action. You know that whole faith without works thing? Now, I'm not telling you to go, you know, hurt anybody, destroy property. That's not what I'm calling you to. But when this happens, when stuff like this happens, when chapels on campuses or places that you support or are part of do dumb things like this, you call, you write, and you stop writing checks. That's what you do. And you let them know why. Now, East Central University in Oklahoma, they learned the hard way to consult its community before taking orders from a well-funded national anti-religion pressure group. Right, and I always say that there are legal firms out there, plenty of them, that will defend you when these freedom for religion freaks come after you. They'll defend you from the fake letters. I don't know any other way to put it. They send you a letter, we're going to sue you, you're going to do this, you're in violation of the law, and a lot of times you're not. So President Katrisha Pearson says she is immediately withdrawing the removal of Christian items, including Latin crosses and Bibles, from a campus chapel following public outrage at the public university let Americans United for Separation of Church and State bully it with a litigation threat. In a statement on the university website, Pearson said, "We moved too quickly, but explained the university simply wanted to show support for all cultures' religious beliefs by discriminating against Christian items in the chapel." So the way you show respect for all is you pull all the items of one, apparently. You know, when I go into a synagogue, I've never been into a mosque, so I can't speak to that. But I've been into a synagogue, I've been into a Catholic church. I've been to other houses of worship, if you would. I know what I'm walking into. I'm not offended by what I see on the walls. And if I am, then I'm an idiot, right? If you go to a Catholic church, and I've heard some people talk about this, you go into a Catholic church, you are offended by the crucifix. And there's a difference between a cross and a crucifix, for those of you who don't know. The crucifix actually has Jesus on it. And there are Christians that are offended by that. There are Jews that are offended by that. But I'm sorry, you're going into a Catholic church. If you can't handle it, it's really simple. Don't go into the church. They don't have to accommodate you. If you're offended by the name of Jesus, then don't go to a church service. Don't go to a Bible study. You know, there's got to be a bit of common sense being used here. In a statement on the university website, Pierce said, "We moved too quickly." She explained that the university simply wanted to show support for all cultures. Well, obviously, except the Christian culture, right? "We regret that not taking time to pause and thoughtfully consider the request and the results of our action on all students. ECU is committed to diversity, welcomes different perspectives. This is an opportunity to have thoughtful dialogue." No kidding. Why does it take this long for them to figure this out? How about I'm not removing those? Tell me exactly what offends you and why. Let's talk about the other religious beliefs that come in another's chapel and use it for different reasons. The Christian items may yet be banned from the chapel, but not immediately. Pearson said a newly formed committee of students, faculty, and community members who represent a diversity of viewpoints will decide how to handle religious displays in the chapel. Now, the chapel also holds secular events. So, again, if you're coming into a chapel, we it's funny. How do you, as an atheist, walk into a chapel and expect to have absolutely nothing in the way of religious items, articles, or anything else? Right? Now, the definition for chapel is a small building for Christian worship, typically one attached to an institution or private house. So it's that simple, right? We got to change the words now? Is that what we're going to have to do? I love this stuff. I think this stuff is hilarious. Anyway, the university is going to wait for the committee to discuss policy and guidelines on religious expression in art history, architecture study. Oh, they're going to do a whole process in looking at this. And I think that's a great thing, but I also think they should go get themselves an attorney. Right? One of these groups that actually supports and will defend you in these issues. Because if the community wants it, if the community is willing to go to bat for it, then it should stay. Now, another anti-religion group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, we know these guys, right? I call them the Freedom From Religion Freaks, in a loving and respectful way. They demand that the university ditch its sacred music programs, for which includes in-depth study of the history and philosophy of sacred music. Why wouldn't you? I mean, seriously. See, they want to wipe out any religious reference at all. I mean, mostly Christian, obviously, because they feel like we have the biggest influence. But it's not a matter of them wanting to learn, wanting equality, wanting everybody to understand. They feel when it comes to religion, it's just bad, period. Shouldn't be talked about or introduced at all. I mean, seriously, the philosophy of sacred music, hymnology and liturgy, guitar and contemporary worship, sacred music composition, sacred music practice. These are all terrible things. Foundation said that training choir leaders to promote a sectarian religious message is unconstitutional. Now, again, pushing a religion on somebody is unconstitutional. When they join, when they come in, when they go to that school, they sign up for these things. Nobody's pushing it on them. That's the part I just find totally amazing. You know, they've all got a reason why you shouldn't. And then again, when it comes to religion, you just can't. You can't even think of religion. You can't smell religion. Nothing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of the stories you guys sent me, I can't do. Because you've bit me one too... you've bit me one too many times. You know, some of the stories you said. I've got a story that says Obama destroyed evidence in a case against him. I wonder how true that is. We'll have to take a look at that later on. See, I'll keep you guessing for a little while here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go ahead and support us on the web. Head out to the website. You can see Patreon. See, if I keep screwing it up, they're going to go, oh, that's what I keep screwing up. Patreon. There's a little button there on the right-hand side when you first go to the website. I want your email address so I can send you out once a week. I send out an email, let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. Once a week. It isn't too hard, right? So you head out to the website, click on Patreon, and help you. One coffee. One cup of coffee a month. Most of you don't give me this stuff. Most of you go to Starbucks. I know you do. You give up one cup of coffee from Starbucks, you can help support the show. You can buy the shorts. I don't have any shorts, just shirts. Hashtag stand for America. Stand to make America great again. And also, we got coffee mugs, water bottles, all kinds of stuff up there. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Up on the final stretches, they say, after the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. I'll wait. Go ahead and get there. You want to give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know who's going to be on the show, possible guests, topic. You know, I can't guarantee them all because sometimes they've got something else that comes up. They got to go to it. But I try to give you the topics we're going to be discussing, those kind of things, and information on the book, the shirts, so what have you. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do know that you could be listening to those shows, and you've chosen this one. Okay, so, you know, if you head over, if you check out Todd Starnes' site, too, after mine, obviously, ToddStarnes.com. Todd writes a lot of on religion, Christianity, and what have you. And I watch this, I hop on a site from time to time. And don't make fun of me. I know there's one of you guys out there who love to make fun of me for using the word hop. I don't hop, I walk. I get it. But it's funny how Facebook, and we've allowed this to happen. There's no way around. You've allowed this, I've allowed this to happen. We've allowed them to get the power that they have. Because we don't want to go off it. We love Facebook. It's the only way we keep in touch with our kids and our grandkids and our friends and people we haven't cared about for 50 years. All of a sudden we care about them because they're on Facebook. But Facebook has been purging some of these Christian pages. And the Christians don't say much about it. I mean, yeah, a few people get crazy about it, but they don't say much about it. But the thing that I love about Catholics, they will speak up. Now Facebook is now kind of purging Catholic, not kind of, they are purging Catholic pages. Now, the funny thing about this is that a while back, and I haven't been able to find it because I refused to go there. I think I even blocked them. It's probably why I can't find it. there was a page on the Last Supper, and it was put up by atheists. And I'm going to gross some of you out, but you need to deal with it. Because you know what? You need to stop getting grossed out about things. You need to get aggravated about things. You need to be able to speak up. Get irritated. Make a change. Do something else. But this page was about the Last Supper. And it had all the apostles sitting around the table, blood dripping off the table, a cut-up Jesus, because it was the Last Supper, you know. And it was nothing. The whole page was negative stuff about Christians, negative stuff about Jesus, negative stuff about the Bible and Bible beliefs. Facebook never touched it. Last I checked, it wasn't shut down. But I don't need that in my head. Now, as many as two dozen Catholic Facebook pages have been blocked. And there's millions of people that follow those pages. Most of the blocked pages are based in Brazil, and four English language pages with followers in the millions. One of the blocked pages is a picture of Jesus and Mary with 1.7 million followers. Now, Facebook is very good at this, and I know we'll probably get in trouble for this now, too. Because how many times have I said Facebook? Like 30? The page administrator said that he received a notification by Facebook that he had violated some sort of Facebook policy. Which is really funny, because some of my friends have seen there, you know, when you post pictures of violence or you write a story about violence that's going on in the Middle East or in Europe, they pull it down because it has violent pictures in it. Like, okay, no kidding. And they decide what that Facebook policy is, terms and conditions. I always love it when I get an email from Facebook or YouTube or any of those that say, we pulled this, we blocked this, we yanked this because you violated terms and conditions. The problem is, what is that thing, 600 pages in Facebook? Which one? Could you give me a page number and an item number, please? I think all of them, you know, we had 2,600 YouTube videos that were pulled because they were no longer advertiser-friendly. I don't know what that means. Did we use language they didn't like? Did we speak against Pop-Tarts and maybe Hostess is one of their vendors? I don't know. Other pages that were blocked, or Catholic pages that were blocked, included Father Rocky, Holy Mary, Mother of God, and a Portuguese language Pope Francis page. That had 3.8 million likes. It's extremely heartbreaking, Kenneth Alimba told Church Pop. It's too horrible. Alimba was the owner of the Catholic and Proud Facebook page. With more than 6 million likes, it was removed from Facebook without explanation. Now, I'm sure we could have a Satanist and Proud. I bet you we could look for those. You don't have to. You won't be able to get to sleep if you do. No, really, seriously. When you look at some of these pages and the disgusting things going on, I'm sure there's all kinds of porn pages out there that are fine. Now, the page is the joy of my apologetics ministry online. It's like a digital heartbeat of my ministry, he said. So why is Facebook purging so many Catholic Facebook pages? Well, no one really seems to get an answer. You really can't get an answer from these people. You might recall that Facebook has a dark history of blocking conservative and Christian pages. And your friendly neighborhood commentator was also blocked. So Todd was blocked, and I was blocked several times for not living up to Facebook's community standards. Think about that one, and you'll laugh. Todd was slipped an email that said that maybe he was listening to gospel music with his NRA ball cap on when they pulled him. But people of faith, you got to stand. Almost, I don't care whether you're, you know, Catholic, Baptist, non-denominational, whatever you are. Pulling these Jesus pages just aren't right. I'm not suggesting they pull other pages either. I am just more concerned about Zuckerberg having that much power, especially when he said a few months ago that Facebook was like church. Well, that's great, because if he keeps getting rid of the Jesus pages, that'll be it. Now, Catholics, they need to put a lot of pressure on Zuckerberg to reinstate those pages. Because as far as Christians go, remember something. How long before he starts to pull down the Baptist pages, or the Lutheran pages, the non-denominational pages? Now, seriously, you think that he's only going to go after Catholics? That's where it's going to stop? You know, somebody, I don't even know what this is, don't go there. But somebody says, guys, you should move to the Russian social network page, VK. Because they let you do just about anything. I doubt that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But he's right. If we don't support each other, if we don't get together and push back on this or fight back, and there are other sources, the problem is we've let Facebook get so big that what are we going to replace it with? What do we have that can go against Facebook? Anybody know? Now, there is one, what is it, Tea Party Patriots or something like that?
Tea Party Community,
I'm sorry. They're not there yet. That doesn't mean you don't go support them, don't get me wrong. But they don't have everything that Facebook has. And they've got some glitches, but the way to support them is sign up for them, start to roll with them. Okay? Let me see, what's the craziest last one I can do here? Oh, here's one. Perfect. Just keep them coming, people. Some of these are so sick, they have to be real. So a male student has been suspended for helping a girl not choke on her vomit. Are you hearing this? The University of Oregon already lost in state court for suspending a student accused of rape without letting him respond to the evidence. All right? And an expert opinion and not documenting interviews with his accuser. Now, these schools are starting to believe they can get away with anything, they can do anything, and the courts used to let them do that. I'm believing now that we're seeing things turn a bit. Now, John Doe is taking the university to federal court to obtain damages for emotional distress and harm in his academics and reputation. He also wants attorney's fees stretching all the way back to the initial investigation. Now, the Daily Emerald reports that Doe's new lawsuit said that Jane Doe texted him asking for help because she was worried she might choke on her own vomit. But she later accused him of groping and kissing her while she was passed out drunk in his dorm room. Doe said that he wasn't sexually interested in Doe because he thought she had herpes. How exciting is that, right? He told investigators she was seeking attention from her ex-boyfriend, whom she texted later that night, just for documentation. You can make it known I was almost raped tonight. Now, she's invited him into the room. I'm not saying that they did anything or that was okay. But how is it now that the mere conversation that somebody might have been raped were allowed to ruin the guy as well until we find out whether it's true or not? Now, if you find out it's true and you find out he has raped a woman, then yeah, ruin him. I'm good with that. I'm there with you. But until you can prove it, you don't ruin a person. You don't do that. There have been plenty of these things. Plenty of these guys falsely accused based on the fact that somebody is mad at someone, someone's jealous of someone, or that kind of thing. Don't do it. It isn't right. And we need to help them, and we need to stand up for them. And I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Really appreciate your time with me. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.